Hello, my name is John Murphy and I'm the General Secretary of the PDA Union. I want to talk to you about the rights of pharmacists at Boots to have a voice at work and be respected as a professional. Firstly though, let me make it absolutely clear. Boots has a special place in my heart. Like many of our members and employees, I grew up with it on my high street. I aspired to be a pharmacist as part of Boots, and I'm one of those professional pharmacists who spent many years working there. And I know for many of the public also, it is the face of the profession that I have spent more than 40 years serving and love so much. However, the world has changed. Pharmacy has changed over the years and continues to do so. And as much as I have fond memories of Boots, I disagree with some of the decisions and actions of Boots owners and senior management over recent years. Boots may no longer be British owned, but employees in this country have rights at work, including the right to be represented by an independent trade union on working conditions, pay and holidays. And that should be respected. Instead, Boots senior management have done all they can to resist their employee pharmacists from exercising those rights fully, including secretly agreeing a deal with the Boots Pharmacist Association whilst they were still formally supposed to be having talks with us about becoming the recognised representatives for pharmacists at Boots. We, the Pharmacist Defence Association and the PDA Union, were set up by pharmacists for pharmacists, and the PDAU is the only independent trade union exclusively set up to represent pharmacists in the UK. The Boots Pharmacist Association, or BPA, is not an independent union, and its agreement with Boots specifically states that it will not negotiate on pay terms and conditions. One of the reasons I have no doubt that the certification officer denied them independent status. I have no antipathy towards BPA, and I've stated on many occasions in the past that it will be in both our members' interests to work together. However, they made a grave error of judgment when they signed this agreement with Boots with the intention of preventing PDAU having recognition within the company. The agreement between Boots and BPA precludes any pharmacist or pharmacist representative body, including BPA themselves, from negotiating on terms and conditions for pharmacists. We've got over 25,000 pharmacists in membership, including thousands of Boots. We're a not-for-profit organisation, always have been, dedicated to looking after the interests of pharmacists as clinical professionals, as workers and as individuals. We have our own solicitor workforce and pharmacy experts working constantly to help you. We know pharmacists at Boots want to have respect as professionals, to put clinical standards before commerce, and to prioritise patient safety over profit. We know that pharmacists at Boots want job security, fair reward, decent working conditions, and a safe and healthy workplace. We know they want to be listened to at work. Boots have made a number of legal challenges to stop our right to be recognised. And you have to ask yourself why. In fact, the substance of the legal argument was that if we want recognition, that we can achieve it by de-recognising the association that they have an agreement with. The agreement, remember, which stops you having rights to negotiate on salaries, terms and conditions. We could have set the wheels in motion to de-recognise BPA long ago, but it was not our choice. Indeed, we have since our inauguration as PDA, asked them to join forces with us in the interests of all the pharmacists and Boots. Sadly, Boots have in effect pitched us against each other, and we have no choice but to go through the derecognition process to secure your rights to negotiate as pharmacists on your terms and conditions. Although we're already working hard representing our members who work at Boots with individual situations, if Boots formally recognises, we can do much more for you. The rest of the website explains how you can exercise your right to insist that Boots let you have that voice at work and how they can be legally obliged to recognise the PDAU. It will mean voting in a ballot organised by a government body. Firstly, to remove the deal with the BPA that blocks our recognition, and then a second vote will be to get us recognised. Whether you are a PDAU member yet or not, it is imperative that you vote in the forthcoming process and support your colleagues so that you all benefit and we can do even more to improve the working lives of pharmacists. Thank you for listening.